So thank you for coming. And I want to thank Marty for inviting me to be here, Stephanie for the introduction, and definitely want to thank everyone that's involved in the cloud computing space for making what we do at AD Vault even possible. All of us do different jobs and different careers, but rarely do you have a chance to impact lives and make a big difference in the quality of people's lives, and that's what we are focused on doing at AD Vault. We're partners with Rackspace. Nicole, who's here today, and Taylor Rhodes and the entire team at Rackspace do a fantastic job focusing on the hardware and the software so we can focus on one very simple thing, and that is getting the voice of the consumer heard in a healthcare emergency. There are over 130 million emergency room visits, give or take, this year in the United States. A lot of those people will enter the emergency room in some state of shock, some state of disability, not able to communicate. Rarely do you walk into an emergency room and say, "Hey doc, nice to see you again." Rarely does the doctor look at someone when they walk into the emergency room and say, "Hey Bob, I know exactly what's going on with you." We have a fundamental disconnect in healthcare where the doctor and the patient don't know each other. They're strangers at the most critical time in the emergency room. And so that's a recipe for a problem. It's a problem that's existed for a lot of years, and there have been a lot of public policy attempts to solve this problem, dating back to 1969 and the very first living will, which came out of the state of California. After 40 years of lots of public policy efforts, lots of rules and regulations, lots of quote-unquote experts attempting to solve the problem and claiming that the problem's been solved, we still have a fundamental disconnect today where doctors and patients don't know each other, and patients are lacking in confidence that their voice can be heard when they need it most. Families in disarray, not knowing who's authorized to speak on behalf of someone who can't, and things happen in the emergency room that patients invariably don't want. And we know from talking to doctors, they don't want to be doing some of the stuff that they're doing, but they have no authorization, they have no permission, they have no immunity from doing it. So they treat people differently than they would treat their own family, because with their family, they have the power, obviously, as a legal proxy in a healthcare situation, to make better decisions. This is the fundamental problem that AD Vault was started in 2007 to solve. We spent 5.5 years traveling around the world researching the problem, listening to people, what they were saying, and more importantly, what they were not saying, and trying to figure out all the various stakeholder groups, all the various touch points, all the various obstacles to having had solved this problem again since 1969. Why hasn't it happened, and what could we do to make a difference? And we're proud to say that we believe we are making a difference. After 5.5 years, we went live in 2012 with mydirectives.com, and I'll show you a video here in a couple moments to give you a little more insight into how we do and what we do, but it wouldn't be possible without the cloud. So it's a natural place for us to be here today to say thank you for your cloud-based work, for making the opportunity for us to save people's lives and to improve the quality of healthcare. I usually go around the room and ask if anyone has an advanced medical directive, if even they know what it is. And so just out of show of hands, does anyone here have an advanced medical directive of their own? This is exactly what the problem is in America. Any one of us can have an accident walking outside of this hotel today. Be picked up by an ambulance who wants, that driver wants to do a great job, they take us into an emergency room, that whole emergency room crew wants to do a great job. No one has any idea who you are, who's allowed to speak for you, what are your values, treatment, goals, and wishes, are there special things that you would want? It's a complete disconnect. And again, the cloud gives us the ability to make a very, very powerful contribution to solving that problem. We don't claim to be a solution for everybody. We went live in 2012. We now have consumers in all 50 states, over 20 countries around the world. We are pushing the envelope on how governments and health ministries, health insurance plans, and doctors look at this problem. Again, it's been around for over 40 years. It's a global problem, and most people had given up and said it can't be solved. And so we have a very big challenge. And I like to quote Tim Cook, who just a couple of weeks ago unveiled the new iPhone, and in his sort of very dramatic display of the new watch and the digital wallet, explained at the very core that Apple as a company tries to solve problems fundamentally differently than the rest of society. They have no hidden agenda. They don't force their business model in a way to solve a problem. They actually look at the problem with a clean sheet of paper and try to solve the problem that needs to be solved. And at 80 Vault, we had no legacy system that we needed to carry with us. We had a clean sheet of paper, and we were able to take real-life proof of what the problems were and come up with a solution that we think innovates and dramatically raises the bar. I hope you'll agree after you see the video. So the video's in two parts. Just a couple minutes on what a consumer sees when they go to mydirectives.com and what that experience is like, and then a couple minutes, a little bit more, which I thought this audience would appreciate, on how the API works, how doctors can even find it in the event of an emergency. We rely on consumers most of the time to be able to tell a doctor, hey, I have one of those things. I don't want to fill out this clipboard thing again. It's at mydirectives.com. But in the cases where the consumer can't, the doctor's going to need to be able to find it themselves. And that's a series of APIs, and that's something that we work very hard with our partners at Rackspace, with electronic medical records providers, with the health industry in terms of standards and quality control, to make sure that we're rapidly deploying that so that you can have the confidence your voice can be heard 24/7 anywhere in the world. We'll watch the short video, and we'll be happy to answer any questions afterwards. Thank you.
Generated by my directives comply with the laws in most countries around the world, including each of the 50 United States. incentive plans and vendor notifications so they can proactively manage their members' care as they move through the healthcare system. The MyDirectives ABI suite allows healthcare providers to check the status of a person's directive automatically whenever the patient record is viewed or when the files are transferred through an exchange. The API is simple to install. No more scanning paper. No more worry about versioning. A real-time way, helping doctors and nurses deliver better care. Most important of all, MyDirectives helps people generate documents that improve quality of care and create better outcomes than if directives didn't exist or couldn't be found or understood. People work at their own pace. They can access a comprehensive help section. The system eliminates conflicting answers. Our email reminder system reconfirms answers and includes healthcare agents, making sure the directive is current, accurate, and acknowledged. Video signatures and messages can help caregivers better understand their patient. When a person's wishes are known to doctors, family, and healthcare agents, there is more consensus and less tension over what to do and who's in charge. At MyDirectives, we only help with clarify the person's thoughts and rules, leads to better outcomes and cost savings for everyone.
So again, there's a little bit of an insight into what the consumer sees and then what we do to try to deliver that voice to the emergency room, to doctors anywhere at any time. It's not an easy task. The problem wasn't created overnight. We don't expect to solve it overnight. We value tremendously the help that we get from all of our strategic partners. I mentioned Rackspace earlier. They do a phenomenal job in letting us focus on what we need to do and giving us confidence that the part that they're doing very well. It's a very big topic. There are a lot of political and regulatory and rules, legal-based issues. There are a lot of technology-related issues. We need a lot of partners. We've had some very big companies that embraced our solution. We have some of the major health plans in this country that are looking at reinventing the way they do business with their members. We are proud to see meaningful use standards out of Washington that will embrace advanced care planning, already an optional item. It'll be required as far as stage three is concerned when it comes into effect in 2017. So there's a lot of pressure to be compliant with that and to catch up, and our solution's extremely easy for them to implement. We're proud to be the advanced care planning content partner for Dr. Oz and ShareCare, his web-based content. We've been well-regarded in the media. Recently went live with the state of Maryland as the first state in the country to have its healthcare exchange API connected to our database so that everyone in the state of Maryland can have their directive recognized by officially recognized by providers in that state. We're working with CMS from a quality control standpoint. We're not interested in just proliferating lots of new pieces of paper with signatures on them, digital or otherwise. We want documents that are meaningful, actionable, and are driven by quality. So the video referenced an important distinction you can do in the digital world. We can eliminate conflicting answers. Someone answers one way to one question, another way to another question, we'll alert them and say, you can do this, but it's in conflict with the prior answer. So go back and change that, or change this. And we can educate the consumer, and we're seeing lots of results as to consumers getting more and more educated and obviously making less mistakes. That gives doctors more confidence the document is something that they can follow, which has been a big problem over the 40 years. Couldn't find a document. If you found it, the doctor just assumed it wasn't very good. We're Blue Button Plus compatible. That's one of the innovations coming out of the Veterans Administration. We're honored to have been named by PC Magazine one of the 100 most important websites in the world, not just in healthcare. And it's similar to the statement that we make. I don't say we're in the high-tech business. I don't even say we're in the healthcare business. I say we're in the communication business because we're trying to connect a consumer with a doctor. And when it's necessary, the consumer isn't just a consumer, that consumer has become a patient. But I don't know when that's going to happen. We don't know under what circumstances. We don't know who the doctor's going to be, and we don't know where it's going to happen. And there's absolutely no way to solve that problem without the cloud. So I'm going to end where I started, which is to say thank you for building, securing, maintaining, perfecting the cloud. Thank you for encouraging the Fortune 500 business world, the political world, to have confidence in the cloud and not think that it's a fad and not think that it's something to be concerned about, but to feel confident that it can actually, in this case, save and improve lives. So thank you for what you do. Thanks for taking a few minutes to understand what we do. And I'll be happy to answer any questions. And we're on a panel here in a little bit and be happy to talk to you more. So thank you.